Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. This is the spoken edition of Wired.
You don't need a personal genetics test to take charge of your health. By Robbie Gonzalez. The online storefront for the consumer genetics company Origin features an image of a young woman facing toward a sepia horizon. Her tresses are wavy, her triceps enviably toned. Her determined stance complements the copy floating beside her. "Take charge of your future," it reads. Origin DNA tests uncover the links between your genes and how you think, act, and feel. The more you know, the easier it is to reach your highest potential. It's the promise of a growing number of services. Genetic insights you can act on. There are tests tailored to tell you about your diet, your fitness, your complexion, even your wine preference. Helix, another consumer genetics company, sells a wine explorer service that recommends wine scientifically selected based on your DNA. But researchers will tell you to approach lifestyle-tailored testing kits with extreme skepticism. What you see in the consumer genetics market is that legitimate genetic findings, often from studies with very large sample sizes, are being turned around and marketed to people in a way that implies it's going to be actionable for individuals, says Harvard geneticist Robert Green, who's been researching direct-to-consumer genetic testing for close to 20 years. But in most cases, he says, the extent to which consumers can act upon their results really remains to be proven. Not that researchers aren't trying. On the contrary, this week, scientists led by Christopher Gardner, director of nutrition studies at the Stanford Prevention Research Center, published one of the most rigorous investigations to date on whether dieters can use personal DNA results to identify more effective weight loss strategies. The researchers compared the effectiveness of low-fat and low-carbohydrate diets in a year-long randomized controlled trial involving more than 600 test subjects. And crucially, the researchers also looked at whether test subjects' genes impacted their results. Earlier studies, some led by Gardner, had suggested that a combination of mutations in PPARG, ADRB2, and PABP2, three genes linked to the metabolism of fat and carbohydrates, could predispose test subjects to lose more weight on one diet than another. But the results, which appear in this week's issue of the Journal of American Medicine, found no association between test subjects' genetic profiles and their success with either program. Test subjects lost the same amount of weight, regardless of which diet they were assigned, and study participants who were assigned diets that matched their genetic profile fared no better than those who weren't. "When I saw the results, this wave of disappointment washed over me," Gardner says. "It was like, wait, it didn't work? None of the genetic variants had an effect?" Nope. The study was big, well-designed, and pricey. It received funding from the Nutrition Science Initiative, a nonprofit devoted to funding rigorous nutrition research, yet it failed to replicate smaller, less carefully controlled studies. Such is science. It also illustrates why establishing the usefulness of home DNA kits will be so difficult and time-consuming. Research into the link between genetic determinants and diet will probably continue for the JAMA study. Gardner and his colleagues examined the predictive power of mutations in just 3 genes, but there are dozens to consider, in a staggering number of combinations. It's plausible, even likely, Gardner says, that some of these genetic signatures could lead people to more effective diets. But nutrition is just so complex, it's not likely there's going to be an answer soon. And that's for nutrition. The odds of somebody funding a rigorous controlled investigation into the link between your DNA and your ideal exercise regimen are, well, let's just say that kind of research isn't very high on researchers' to-do list. It's hard to make a case for studying anything in the lifestyle realm because it's pretty low stakes, says geneticist Lawrence Brody, director of the Division of Genomics and Society at the National Human Genome Research Institute. Personalized cancer treatments, rare disease diagnosis, reproductive health screening, you know, the urgent stuff. These are the types of genomic investigations that receive funding, which is why, even in a field as large as nutrition research, Brody says there are few examples of studies examining the link between genetics and diet with the level of rigor you find in Gardner's JAMA study. A lot of researchers don't think it's a high enough priority or likely enough to show results to conduct and fund a full randomized trial. And just think, if it's that hard to conduct a solid study on actionable associations between DNA and diet, imagine how unlikely it is we'll see RCTs on personalized skincare plans, what makes your child unique, or your unique superhero traits. You might expect consumer genetics companies to fund this kind of research themselves. Guess again. Most don't have the cash, and even for those that do, it's risky to perform such studies in the first place, in the event they turn up results like Gardner's. Most companies don't feel they need those kinds of studies to sell a narrative that supports the purchase of their products, Green says. All of which should make consumers wary of lifestyle-oriented commercial DNA kits, which occupy a gray area somewhere between tests for ancestry and, say, cancer-associated mutations. The experts I spoke with were all optimistic about the long-term future of in-home DNA kits and supportive of people's rights to access their genetic information. But right now, for most tests, the evidence base just isn't there. Something to keep in mind the next time a personal genetics company's motivational and implies their kit can point you toward a more effective diet or workout, or tell you whether your genes have the raw potential football legend John Lynch looks for in a player. On the upside, the participants in Gardner's JAMA study lost a combined 6,500 pounds, averaging 13 pounds of weight loss apiece, regardless of their genetic profile and regardless of their assigned diet. A lot of people hear genetics and think destiny, but the vast majority of the time, that's not how genes work, which means that the vast majority of the time, you don't need a personal genetics test to take charge of your future.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.